Cape Talk. Family Matters.
Two parts to Family Matters today as we highlight two great businesses who are all about keeping kids safe and entertained. First, I'm going to introduce you to a new app which has collated all kinds of child-friendly activities to help take some of the guesswork out of what to do over the weekend. And then we'll update you on the story of a child transport service that has literally opened for bookings in Cape Town yesterday. And it could be just the solution you're looking for, particularly if you are a busy parent. And what other kind is there? If you're trying to juggle the school run with your work activities and finding it all too much, help is now at hand. More on that in a couple of minutes. For now, I'd like to introduce you to an app called Child Friendly South Africa, which is going to take a lot of the guesswork out of things like traveling with your kids, eating out with your children, keeping them entertained during the holidays, looking for things to do over the weekend. It is literally loaded with thousands of options for child-friendly events and destinations and much, much more. It uses geolocation to identify what is going on right now close to where you are. On the line with me is the founder of Child Friendly SA, Charles du Plessis. And Charles, it's a great pleasure to finally have you on the show. Welcome to Cape Talk.
Good afternoon, Pippa. Thank you very much.
It's a great pleasure to have you here. What's the inspiration behind this app? What sort of was the bright spark that made you think this is what we're going to do?
Being parents ourselves, I founded this with my partner in life and my partner in business, Tanya. And we've got a 14-year-old and a 11-year-old. And for the past 14 years, we've been running around doing exactly the same hamster wheel as every other busy and caring parent.
Okay, so the idea was you would look for all the things that have worked for you and find out all the things that are working for other people, collate them into one space on this one app and make it as easy to use as possible. Charles, there are lots of websites and Facebook groups that are already doing something like that. What differentiates your app from all of those?
I think the difference is moving from the web-based and desktop environment. The trend is towards the smartphone. You know what device moves with you wherever you are. And as a parent of children, you know that perhaps your most worst wasted time is sitting outside the school gates for 15 minutes or sitting outside the dance class waiting or the tennis match or what have you, and to conveniently be able to have it right and ready where you are. Secondly, I don't know your experience, but we think of ourselves as relatively experienced and sophisticated users of web searches, and the information still seems to be difficult. Every single page takes time to download. While on the app, the data sits on your phone. So you can literally scroll through, in those 15 minutes you sit outside of the school gate, you can scroll through hundreds of the different listings we have, make your choice, go in, and you can call directly from the app. From within the app, you can literally just hit the call button, you can email directly, and then the functionality that I really, really like and which I see people use is you identify what you want to do, you can share straight away and invite friends or different family to say, right, Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock, we want to meet you at this place, bring your picnic basket, the directions are there, or the Uber integration makes it possible for you to book a car to go straight there. And it just makes it so much quicker. You know, it's contact information.
Charles, let's talk about the kinds of information. I mean, I've used the app and played around with it myself. There are loads of different categories. Obviously, one of the big ones parents are looking for are places to go out to eat where their children are welcome that are other than a spur. Nothing against spur. We've all had those moments of the spur birthdays, but we get to a point where we'd like something different. And it's not always easy to know how welcoming a place will be of younger children in particular. Is that one of your biggest categories?
We find that people see child-friendly restaurants as two different kind of places. You get the people or the families, which are looking for particular places that are really focused on kids, you know, kids' play area, something special that they can do. And then you also find a category of parents that really just want to go out and know that their kids are safe. Yes, that's a popular category, but we find that they're, you know, we've got over 200 different categories. So we find that people are as actively looking for special needs, for tutors. You should have seen in July after the school reports came out, what happened around science and math tutors. so it cuts much broader than just the old old-fashioned, what do I do this weekend idea. There's a lot of very good services in Cape Town on the web that caters to that market directly. Mm-hmm. We cover that kind of information as well, but I think there's a different depth to what we cover. Amongst others, one of the features I think makes it almost compelling for every parent to have the free app on their phone is the fact that we list emergency rooms. So if you're out of your immediate environment, you're out at the beach on the different side of town and someone cuts their toe, it immediately gives you the closest emergency room with a routing. And if you parent alone and you need to hold a child, once again, you jump in the Uber car. All the NSRI stations around the whole South African coastline are listed on the app, where you can count that you're going to have your phone on the beach. So if I say there's 200 plus categories, it cuts into so many other different dimensions. As a parent yourself, you would know how by the time your kids get to the age of 11, 12, 13, collectively a group of parents start running out of ideas on what to do for the next birthday party, because mm-hmm. someone else has already done the laser party and the this party and the clay party. So the party category also seems to be quite popular.
I mean, there's lots of useful stuff on there. There are things like driving schools when you're ready to look for driving lessons. There's varsity prep advice. There are computer courses. As you mentioned, the tutoring services in high demand around exam time in particular. How do you keep all the info up to date, Charles? Is it those individual sort of listed businesses' responsibility to make sure that their info is up to date and relevant? Or do you permanently or check on a set roster? How does it work?
We've got initially we set up an editorial team of experienced people, including a bunch of parents, for about 3 to 4 months, literally curating what is available out there, print and on the web. So we built a base of about 10,000 listings. Now in the second phase, we have permanent people still sitting on a daily basis looking at that. But more interesting is we have stay-at-home mums, you know, capable professional people that's made the decision to stay at home and rather spend their time with their children. We bring them in on a part-time basis as so-called curators and ambassadors, where they're out visiting different places, introducing the app while they're there, verifying that the place is indeed child-friendly, that it is safe, and then from there bring those listings onto the, what's essentially a little, call it a Mary Poppins or Yellow Pages in your pocket, if you want.
I think it's such a smart idea to have moms involved in the process, Charles, because you've all been there with a friend who doesn't have kids, who assures you the venue you're going to or the hike you've chosen is very child-friendly, and actually gotten there to describe, to find that that's not the case at all, whereas a mom is from the horse's mouth, as it were.
It's the only way to do it. Frankly, I'm perfectly convinced that people with kids live in a complete parallel universe to people without kids. We still have immense guilt feelings as older parents with hanging out with our friends with kids way before we had any, and just seeing some of our friends disappear for hours, not realizing that they're trying to get the kids into the bath and into the bed and what have you. Yeah, different world altogether.
Well, a lot of help navigating that world can now be found on the Child Friendly SA app. Charles, all that remains is to tell our listeners where they can find it.
Easiest would be just to go to our website, childfriendlysa.co.za. It's a free download in either the App Store or on Google Play. You can just punch in Child Friendly SA, three different words. Or follow us on Facebook mostly, Child Friendly SA, all one word.
Charles du Plessis, thanks for chatting to us today and good luck for the continued growth of the platform. Charles, the founder of Child Friendly SA. Once again, it is free of charge to download the app from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. And it really is an absolute treasure trove of information, whether it's the emergency info you're looking for, whether it's access to services for whatever phase of life your particular child is in. It really is a little gold mine that we've tapped into there. Please do visit it and download it today. Child Friendly SA.